U.S. President Barack Obama has told his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that Moscow's actions in Ukraine violate the country's sovereignty. Obama made the comment during a phone call between the two leaders. Obama also told Putin that there's still a way to resolve the situation diplomatically. The UN Security Council has held a new round of closed-door talks on the situation in Ukraine. The talks touched on the presence of Russian forces in Crimea and the autonomous region's bid to join Russia. It's a fourth such meeting in less than a week. Leading Ukrainian politician Yulia Tymoshenko urges Europe to press Russia to withdraw its troops from Crimea. She says Kiev cannot enter talks with Moscow while Russian troops are pointing guns at Ukrainian soldiers. Tymoshenko made the comments in Dublin at the Congress of the center-right European People's Party. In Portugal, thousands of police officers have staged a rally to protest pay cuts. The demonstration was organized by police unions after failing to reach an agreement with the government. Portugal is currently experiencing a tough economic period and has received billions of dollars in bailout money. The U.S. Army's top sex crime prosecutor is suspended over allegations of assaulting a female subordinate. Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Morse is accused of groping a female lawyer in a hotel room at a legal conference in 2011. The revelation comes as reports of sexual abuse across the U.S. Army have increased. At least two people have been killed in fresh street clashes in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Authorities say the victims include a member of the security forces and a government supporter. At least 20 people have been killed in the unrest since early 2014. French forces kill at least 12 people in Mali during a military operation in the African country. France claims the victims were all Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Paris deployed 5,000 troops in the African country last January under the pretext of bringing peace there. And Pakistanis have held a rally in the eastern city of Lahore to condemn rising terrorism in their country. The protesters called on the government officials to do more to stop bloodshed in Pakistan. The rally comes as the government resumes talks with pro-Taliban militants to end the violence.